This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I am Adnan Rashid, and this is the famous Ustad Hamza with me.
MashaAllah.
Now, myself and Ustad Hamza have come to central London, near the city of London, and we are attending a church on Sunday. It is the 17th of Jan 2021, and you may be thinking, what are these two people doing in a church? Now, let me explain what we're doing in the church. Ustad Hamza, what are we doing in the church?
Well, actually, we're near the office, and Adnan wanted to show me this church because it has historical significance. He's going to explain what the historical significance is, inshallah.
Inshallah, this church where we are standing right now in front of me, you can see this church, and this area is very close to Holborn. To be precise, what is this road called, Ustad Hamza?
Holborn Viaduct.
Holborn Viaduct. This church is called the Church of Saint Sepulchre. Okay? And it is a historic place. This is where the Crusaders left to wage a crusade in the 12th century. And this place is very, very historic for that reason. Okay? It even mentions here, built on the site of a Saxon church dedicated to Saint Edmund, the church became known as Saint Edmund and the Holy Sepulchre during the years 1103 to 1173 when crusades were happening. This is the time when Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi was fighting the crusaders to liberate the Holy Land, Al-Quds, Jerusalem, from the crusaders. This is exactly when Sultan in 1173, put it this way, Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi was in Egypt trying to take hold of power from the Fatimids so that he can unite the Muslims to take back the land of Jerusalem or the land of Palestine from the Crusaders. So this is when this church was active. This very church in London, in Holborn Viaduct, right next to Ustad Hamza's office. I came to visit him today, so I asked him, do you know about this church? He said, what is it? And then I explained to him, this church is very significant historically. So 1173, when it was in the care of Augustinian canons, who were Knights of the Holy Sepulchre. So in other words, knights had left from this very spot to wage a crusade in the Middle East, in the Holy Land, in the Fertile Crescent, in the Levant, as the crusaders put it, right? So why am I telling you this, by the way?
So this teaches us, brothers and sisters, that my knowledge of history is quite bad, and it should...
That wasn't the reason.
No, that's not the reason. But what's very important to understand is that we have to understand our history, because it teaches us, in a way, the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how social, political things happened in the past, and how what we could do to learn, what can we learn from that in order to, you know, create harmony in today's present and in the future, inshallah. So, listen to Adnan. He's a historical genius, mashallah.
I'm simply going to explain as to how important our history is. We need to learn our history so that we can learn lessons from it. Okay, and when you learn your history, it inspires you, it teaches you lessons, it teaches you how to do things right and what not to do. Because people who have made mistakes in the past, they obviously teach you why not to make those mistakes, right? So this church is part of our history. Whether you like it or not, it's part of our history. Why? Because it is directly connected to the history of the Crusades, and the history of the Crusades have a huge place in the Muslim history. Remember the name of Sultan Salahuddin, okay? So imagine people leaving from this church behind me to go and fight a crusade in the Middle East to liberate the Holy Land from the Muslims. And on the other side, the Muslims were trying to liberate the Holy Land, Al-Quds, the land of Palestine, from the foreign invasion of the Crusaders. Very, very interesting history. So I just wanted to share that with you. Learn your history, pay attention to it. There's a lot of this history in Britain. Britain is very much connected to the history of Islam and Muslims in many, many different ways. It's not only conflict we study in Britain. There is a lot of positive interaction between the British civilization and the Muslims. Okay, I have talked about that extensively in one of my lectures titled Islam and Britain. Go and watch my lecture, Islam and Britain. You watch it too as well.
Inshallah.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters.
Islam.